Welcome to Mafia, a new podcast telling stories of America's criminal underworld.
Gotti assumed the position of head of the Gambino family.
And using the name Donnie Brasco, I was able to infiltrate the Bonanno crime family in New York City.
Bugsy Siegel is an American mob legend.
One man changed the whole texture and landscape of crime in America.
Listen to Mafia every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
The Gray and Green Show is brought to you by Urban Obsession, downtown Grand Rapids on Fountain Street.
And right now, keratin treatments are now 25% off. To reduce blow-dry time up to half, regularly priced at $250.
Check out Urban Obsession, downtown GR on Fountain Street. It's episode 48 of the Gray and Green Show. What's up? It's Rachel Gray and Jackie Green from 105.3 Hot FM in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hi.
Hey. And I want to start off by thanking Kelsey. Kelsey actually filled in for me last week. I've had a lot of changes happening at work.
It's been crazy.
I know. So if you're a fan of Hot FM, yes, we do have a new morning show. It's now Ken and Rachel, Rachel and Ken in the morning. You notice we've been alternating that?
I love it.
So many people have been asking Ken, like, what's the show called? What are you calling it? And what's been great is he's like, I don't care. Yeah. He doesn't care.
We had a good morning show with Rachel and Ken.
Right. Neither do I. I don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But yeah, so we do have a new morning show here at the radio station, which is weird. So in radio, when you're doing a show with somebody, as weird as this is, if Ken's listening, he's going to be like, well, that's creepy. You have a work husband.
Right, you do.
And
especially when it's a male and female and it's the two of you for hours a day.
So I got divorced and remarried in the matter of like 3 weeks.
Really?
No, yeah. 3 days.
Yeah.
Days. And it was interesting. Maybe 3 hours at one point, actually.
And I think what a lot of listeners don't understand when they're writing in and saying things to you is you didn't know.
No.
We're not privy to the information that you think we are.
Right. I've gotten quite a few people that are like channeling their hate towards my Facebook page, but once again, like Jackie said, I didn't know. I had no control.
You got done with your show one day and things were all of a sudden drastically different.
Yes.
That's how it went down.
I got a new husband. So now I'm, you know, reinventing the wheel with somebody who I'm just getting to know. Everybody has known my new morning show partner, Ken, for a long time.
Yeah. He's not like new to the area.
No, he's been here for a long time. He actually used to work for our competing morning show. I used to compete against Ken. And I mean, it's been cool. He's a great guy. I'm getting to know him, but everybody's like, man, new show sucks, blah, blah. I don't even know this guy. Like, when you do a morning show with somebody, you have to learn to trust that person.
And the new show doesn't suck. I listen every single day.
Thanks,
it is
Jack.
Good. It is very good.
Jack
That's
is my
so
cheerleader.
Stupid. Like, when people say that, I want to stab them in the eye with this pen I'm holding in my hand right now.
Yes.
It is so annoying.
I know.
Like, you're just saying that because you're butt hurt because there's a change.
Here's the thing, though. In radio, we want you to miss us when we're gone.
Yeah.
It's a great thing that people are so upset about the changes because they felt invested in our lives.
Right.
And when I was on maternity leave, I mean, I was gone for 2 months. I still got messages from people, which keeps me in a job.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly.
So,
but like, I don't know. People just hate change in general.
See, I don't mind change.
I love change.
I do too.
I kind of like it. It's like, ooh, something different.
And I don't mean I love change in the aspect that like I like work to change, because this has been quite the experience in like navigating a new show. And
it's
refreshing. I think change is refreshing. You are getting ready to put your house in the market. I love moving into a new place.
Me too. And I haven't done it in 4-5 years.
Yeah.
So this is going to be nice.
I like reorganizing my crap.
Oh, I know.
Is that weird?
Okay. Side note, I don't know if I told you this. I went to that consignment store that you had like a little endorsement with back last year. And I brought in a bunch of clothes. So I'm like, well, we know we're going to move soon. I should take some of this old stuff I used to wear when I was on TV and try to sell it. $200. Mic drop.
You got $200
in cash.
What?
I walked out of that place.
Wait, where did you go?
Uptown.
Oh, you went to Uptown Cheapskate?
Yes.
Oh my God, I need to take my stuff there.
Oh my gosh. I walked in with so much stuff and I was like, well, I made 2 trips back to back days. First day, $120. Second day, $90.
Get it, Jack.
I was like this. Wow, money, money, money.
I'll make it rain on them hoes. That's awesome.
Oh my gosh, I was so
pumped. I've got stuff in my car that I need to take. I've got like leather knee-high boots.
Oh yeah.
That I need to take in.
Yes.
Okay, that was a
side
note.
They want shoes too.
But
I already spent all the money.
Yes. But yeah, the Grid friends of mine, they're awesome over there, aren't they?
Yeah, they're fantastic.
I know.
Keep buying my clothes.
Somebody's walking around with Jackie Green's dress right now. I have no idea.
Someone's wearing my
clothes. Oh my God, I'm Jackie Green.
If you bought a white lace romper over at Uptown Cheapskates, my butt was in there. Without underwear.
Oh my God, really? Because you could see it probably, right?
Yeah, don't wear underwear.
So. Oh my God.
I never wear underwear.
Just so you know, this place is never going to take your clothes again now that you
know. I know, not if they heard that.
Yeah, you went commando.
I washed it.
In fact, okay, so we are so sidetracked, but I was reading a new study today, a doctor through Cosmopolitan magazine, so do what you want with this info. They apparently say that it's good for women not to wear underwear because you got to let your vagina breathe.
Mine breathes so much.
Really? Do you never wear underwear? I don't wear underwear often either.
Not wearing any
right
now.
I have a dress on right now.
Oh, if I'm wearing a dress, I wear shorts, but no undies on.
Really? You wear shorts?
Like running shorts.
Oh,
like spandex.
Okay. Like bike shorts.
Yeah, like bike shorts.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want your labia on the chairs in here.
I don't want to wear bike shorts with undies because it's uncomfortable.
Okay.
They're too tight, and then the undies are too tight.
I am so mopping up what you're spilling right now. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, that's good.
The term mop it up with this topic,
okay, I apologize. Inappropriate.
Didn't like it.
On a serious note, though, I don't like wearing underwear either.
It sucks.
This is not a serious note at all.
Because it sucks.
The doctor says on this Cosmopolitan article that I read that if you wear underwear, it traps in all that jazz and that you could get like the hibbity-dibbity or like AKA like a yeast infection or something.
Never had that.
No? Oh my God, it's the worst thing in the world.
Maybe so I don't wear undies.
I don't know. I think I had a weekend where I just wore my swimsuit too long. Like,
well, we know. You wore it to a concert and then you pooped in it.
Right.
And then you apparently got yeasty.
That was not the same weekend.
And you apparently got yeasty.
When I was...
Yeasty boys.
The yeasty boys? When I was a kid, I lived on a lake on the east side of the state, and I would always be in my bathing suit like a whole weekend. And my mom used to tell my best friend Sarah and I, because we would never take our bathing suit off from like Friday to Sunday.
Just wear them.
And she'd go, if you guys don't start changing your bathing suits, you're going to get the hibbity-dibbity up in there. And I was always like, man, what the hell's the hibbity-dibbity? So then, as I got older, I realized that my mom was referring to yeast infection.
Oh!
You're going to get some kind of fungi. And they're
going to get some fungi in your private place. I don't know why I did the accent with that.
It's not how my mom talked.
No.
Okay, speaking of my parents, though, they put an offer in a house yesterday. Five miles from our house.
No, shut up, Rachel.
My parents are moving down the road.
You're those people.
We are those people.
Oh, my gosh.
All we did was have a baby. Now we've got an SUV that could fit four more kids, and my parents are moving down the road.
Your mom and dad are moving down the street. I love it.
Guess what, though?
What?
It has a pool wall.
Yes! Mic drop. We're going to go swimming.
Oh, my God. Jackie, you'll have to come over all the time.
I can't wait.
I love how this is like my house now.
This is going to be so fun.
Oh, my God. Yes, it is.
We can podcast and swim.
Oh, my God.
I'm into that.
It's so exciting, though. I'm kind of like...
Do you want them living that close?
Honestly, I love my parents. My mom is like hilarious and most fun. So yes, I don't mind at all. And it was really funny because my dad texted me and was like, I don't really know how to approach this, but I just want to make sure that you guys are okay with us moving to Grand Rapids. We don't want to infringe on your privacy. Like they asked.
Right, like let us know right now.
Right. And he actually said, like, I'm concerned that like Aaron's not going to be okay with it. I asked my husband and he goes, you know, we haven't lived close to our family in like a decade.
I was just going to say, when was the last time you lived near your mom and dad?
Right. It's been a decade. And he goes, it's not the worst thing in the world for Quinn to have her grandparents down the road.
Especially for you two.
Exactly. It's
hey,
going to be great. I know. Mama, I want to go out to dinner. Mama, I want to go get drunk with Jackie.
Yeah.
Watch the baby.
Plus two babies.
Right. You'll have to come
you
over
can
though.
Borrow Greenlee.
There you go. She probably would.
Mrs. Gray.
Right.
This is Greenlee.
Isn't she cute?
Isn't she cute? I will be right back.
But yes, a lot of change is happening. And not just like my parents are moving down the road. I just had a baby. My morning show partner just changed.
Yeah,
I feel
dude.
A little bit like, holy crap, things are getting crazy.
It feels just crazy here in general. Yeah. Like, I don't know if this, like, this is probably something I shouldn't talk about on my show, but I'm just gonna put it in there. If we want to cut it, we can.
Okay.
I have anxiety about getting fired now.
I don't know why.
Because
nobody listens to our podcast anyway. Nobody at work listens to our podcast anyway. You're not going to lose it. Jackie was telling me this before we started the episode today. Why are you worried?
So I feel like every job I've ever had, I get in my head that I'm going to get fired. I've never gotten fired from a job.
You have some paranoia going on, girlfriend.
I do. I have extreme anxiety. And then those Michigan buzz boards, some guy wrote, the best thing for Hot FM to do now that they're finally doing some good stuff is to move Jackie off afternoons and get a real CHR host.
I'm so glad you just changed
what
your voice.
What am I? A fake CHR? What am I? A fake top 40 host? I'm not real.
What am I? No.
I don't understand.
Okay.
Because I have a raspy voice. I only can do rock the rest of my life.
No, Jackie, don't let somebody put you in a box like that.
I hate men. And you know it's a man.
I know he's a man. Okay, so here's the deal. There's this website called mibuzzboard.com. I know we've touched on it, but we've done 48 episodes.
Right.
48, so here's a recap. MIBuzzBoard.com is a website where a bunch of people in media can have a name and they can go there and comment, but you use a handle so people don't know what the hell you're talking about.
And I'm dying to know if the person with this handle, because the person who said it is the admin. I'm dying to know if it's someone I know.
Okay, so the admin of the MI Buzz Board, I'm pretty sure, I know he's a man. He's older, and I'm pretty sure somebody in this building told me he's worked in the industry. But if you notice, when you read the Michigan Buzz Board, one, you don't know everybody's name. They all go by code names, and they say whatever the hell they want.
Do you know his name?
I don't.
Oh.
But I've heard it before, and there's a coworker here that can tell you his name and who he is. Here's the deal, though. Him aside, there's so many people on this, and most of them are men. And if you look at the buzz board, you can see everything is about two things, three things: news talk, sports, or classic rock. So I'm sorry, just put you in a box. That's probably a man. I mean, most of them are men. I don't know any women that actually have a login for that.
When I first got into radio, they pulled me apart. They shredded me a new one. They hated me. In their defense, I did suck. But you know what? Everyone sucks
learning.
When they first get a job.
They don't know
how to do it.
Jackie got really lucky and got a job in a pretty good market.
Exactly. I got very lucky, got hired right in the market because my boss said this. No, like, the listeners don't care. They don't care that you're new. They know you from when you interned in the morning show.
Right.
They don't care that you do weekends and you're not great.
It's weekends, yeah. It's not
weekends.
The end of the world.
And, you know, I got better over time. Looking back on my breaks, even my last year, no, I wasn't that good. I really wasn't that good.
And you know what? They were paying you crap.
But you know what? I still get emails to this day, I miss you on GRD.
Oh, my God.
I can't stop looking at the boards now. And the latest comment, they keep calling me the Jackie Green experiment. Like, Hot FM did that Jackie Green experiment. Thought that helped them.
It did. Jackie's ratings.
My ratings are good.
Jackie's show is like, what? You're a top three here in the market.
Yeah.
Jackie's doing great. You got a 7 share last book, didn't you?
I did pretty well.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't understand, but I can't look away. Once I saw that my name was on there, now I check back all the time.
Just because some boner sitting behind his computer had something to say about you being an experiment or you needing work, he doesn't know. I mean, I guarantee if you ask that person, hey, do you know what Jackie's ratings are? They're going to go, no, I just don't think she sounds good.
Right.
Like, who cares? You're not going to lose your job.
But
you're
then
kicking
when
ass.
When they say things like, the next great move would be to move Jackie. I mean, she could do, this is what he said. I mean, she could do middays.
Middays?
That's what he said. She could do, like, I couldn't possibly handle afternoons. I better do middays.
Give me a break.
What's the damn difference?
No, you're not. No offense to our midday guy, but you're not midday material.
No.
No.
About grown middays, you asshat. God. It doesn't matter how much better I get. It doesn't matter what my ratings are. These men on those boards hate me. I think they hate me.
Oh, my God.
But I will say, in this guy's defense, I mean, he's not listening, but
yeah,
he isn't super nasty towards me like he is other people.
Oh, really?
Like, he doesn't word things super like, you know, sometimes they word things like super nasty.
Yeah.
Like, that guy's just horrendous and horrible.
Yeah.
He never said anything like that. He just says, she should be replaced.
Okay, like, well, you should not let these people on the buzz board affect you, because you do such a great show. I know they drive you nuts. She tells me, she goes, so I saw on the buzz board. I'm like, why the F are you reading the buzz board?
And what's funny is I never, ever, ever looked at it till I got here, and one person in the building made a comment about the buzz board. So I was like, ooh,
I bet it was Tony Gates from 97LAV.
No.
Who was it?
Someone in sales downstairs.
Somebody in sales?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, Tony. Tony just reads the buzz board a lot.
No, someone downstairs saw a comment on there about one of our coworkers who's no longer here.
Okay.
And said, you got to read this comment. It's crazy. And it was crazy. And so I went and looked at it. Then after that, the obsession started. Checking it all the time. I'm in here 4 or 5 hours straight.
Oh,
all by myself.
Looking to see what those boners are saying about you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jackie.
I rarely come up. So it's funny that the one or two times I come up, I obsess on it. Like, can't get it out of my head.
I feel like I need to do a search on myself.
Oh, everyone loves you.
What?
Oh, they think you're fantastic. They do. They think you're fantastic.
What?
I agree with them. I'm just saying they do.
Okay. Thanks. I'm sure there's been a nasty comment somewhere.
I haven't scrolled back through every single comment, but they always say Rachel's really good. She's, you know, she's like never a negative comment.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care whether they think I'm good. I don't care.
I don't either. I just want to know who you are.
Okay, well, you and I can get to the bottom of that later this week, because I know that person is known by somebody in this building.
But they don't work in media anymore?
I think he might still work in media, the head guy. But I don't care. Once again, don't care. You don't know top 40. You and I, Jackie, are the demographic of this station.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hello. I'm young and hip.
I'm young and hip. Can't you tell?
I'm like sweating. I've got myself worked up.
Oh my God. Calm down. Anxiety. Speaking of worked up. So when I was on maternity leave, Jackie came over one day and she goes, you'll never guess what I heard on the radio today.
And I was so hyped up about
it. She was so hyped.
I was
and
so
then
mad.
She in turn like got me hype. I was hot about it too.
We got real mad.
I know. Now, you can set the preface of it, because you were listening, and what was the topic?
For one thing, I'm ashamed to say, the topic was on our own station. So,
okay.
I'm driving into work. I was driving to go get lunch, and I hear them doing this topic. And the topic was, how do you get free things as a woman? And the two women that were in the studio were basically talking about, yeah, I get guys to buy me drinks, and I get guys to do this, how they get free stuff. And they're not ashamed of it. They get free stuff. I was like, what are you doing?
They were bragging about it.
Oh, bragging about it. And then taking calls, getting other women to brag about it. But when I say women, I mean like 19 to 21 year olds who are calling in. No offense if you're in that age group, but.
Sorry. Honestly, though, they were bragging about it. And I imagine the other person that was on the show at the time was probably thinking it was very cool.
Oh, yeah. Because they had a bunch of calls. So they took it as a win. It wasn't a win. It was like a step back for women.
To hear that there were two women on our station talking about how they use their bodies to get free things disgusts me.
I know. It made me so angry.
Why do you think that you should be able to use yourself to get free stuff for men? You're an adult.
Yeah.
You have money. You do not need a guy to buy you stuff.
Exactly. And I remember being in college and being super broke. And I was always, I'm a blunt person, and I was blunt then too. If my guy friends, I had a big group of guy friends, would say, come out, let's go get drinks, and I had no money, I would say, I have not a dollar to my name, I can't tonight.
Right, me too.
And then pushed it and said, I'll buy you a few rounds, just come out, you know, it's on me. Then cool.
Right.
We understand the scenario here. The scenario is Jackie doesn't have any money. She told you she didn't have any money. And you're offering up front to cover my dollar beers at Shooters.
This
cool.
isn't the same thing
What's
as
not
wearing
cool,
your boobs out.
And even then, that, like, whatever. You want to wear your boobs out, you wear your boobs out. But what you're doing is wrong. You shouldn't get some guy that you want, like, I'm going to date you, give him this idea that we're about to hook
up.
Lead him on. When you know you're not, just to get a drink. Like, are you that desperate for alcohol?
I mean, college, yeah.
Right. I never did that.
Sure. I never did that either. I don't ever remember. Like, I've had guys say, like, maybe, like, send me a drink across the bar.
I had that, too.
I've had that happen more than once.
I've had people buy me drinks. I'm not trying to, you know.
But I have never, ever gone out with the intention that I don't have a dollar to my name.
No.
Don't worry. I'll flirt with somebody to get free crap.
all of my, and I, so many girlfriends who did. They'd say,
really?
Oh, we'll get someone to buy us drinks tonight.
I Why? Did, on the other hand, play Hey Mister in parking lots, but.
What's that?
Hey Mister! That's where you get people who are 21 to buy you booze. I used to go sit at a Meijer parking lot and do this.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would. Well, no, you didn't.
Yes, hold I
on.
Did.
So did you like pull your top down and put some shades on and some red lipstick never, and say, hey, okay. Mister.
Honest to God, I never, ever was like, look at these boobies. I was never like that. But I would like ask people to buy me alcohol.
Strangers?
But, yeah, but I would usually pay for them.
And they did it?
Yeah, they go in and get us a fifth and bring it back out to the parking lot. Because I wasn't old enough.
I was so scared. I would be so scared I'd get in trouble.
Oh, I was terrified. Are you kidding?
Not you. The person buying. They get more trouble than you.
I mean, technically, nobody was following them out of the store.
True.
But
buying for a minor.
That's right. I mean, I was an idiot. But when I sit and think about it, though, I just can't believe that. Because this is obviously different than asking somebody to buy for a minor. But I still was kind of using, hey, would you mind, you know?
Hey, mister.
I was young and dumb. Hey, mister. Hey, mister, could you get me a fifth of Malibu? Because that's what I drink, really coconut rum.
I would be, no, see, mine would have been, let me look at my wallet. I've got $4.99. Can you get me a fifth of 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock. Oh, my God. That stuff was like nail polish remover.
It's horrible.
Did you ever have Kamchatka?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Half gallon of that stuff. $12.
Platinum vodka was my thing.
Platinum? Is that like Crystal Palace?
Where I used the word platinum. All that's platinum. I said so much that people called me platinum. I said, everything I said was, oh man, that's platinum. That's platinum.
Oh my God, I'd be like, saying platinum, Jackie. It's never going to catch on.
We discovered there was a vodka called platinum.
Yeah.
So even though it tasted like complete garbage.
Not platinum.
It was like $6. I would buy it and be like drinking my platinum.
Okay, but when
platinum.
I played Hey Mister, I always gave those people money. I was buy it for me. And I don't ever remember in college going out saying, okay, this is how we're going to get free stuff.
No.
I know that there's people doing this. And I think I've read an article once about people who go on dates just to get free food. It's the same damn thing.
It's horrible.
Right.
Like, and putting yourself in the other guy. You want men to respect you. You want men to treat you as equal. But you're going to use them for things like that and then wonder why they don't respect you.
Right.
So you want them to respect you, but you're telling them, I need you for money. I can't possibly come up with my own money.
Exactly.
I can't possibly buy my own dinner or my own drink.
And that's the thing, like, I don't know, when you and Jim, like, first started dating, well, you were in college, right?
Right.
So you were both poor.
He wasn't as poor as me, because he was a bartender, and he was making a lot of money.
Oh, okay. Bartenders make a ton of money.
Yeah, and he was
I bartended for a long time, and I made a lot.
He lived in his parents' basement. His mom was never around, and his dad had passed away.
Okay.
So it was kind of like open house at his house at the time. So he's just living in the basement there, not spending any money on rent, and just raking in quite a bit of money bartending.
Okay. So when Aaron and I guess when we first started dating, I was not in college at the time. I'd left school and all this stuff. So and he was out.
Right.
He would pay for something and then I would pay for something and then he would pay or whatever. It was never a matter of he's the guy, he should do it.
Right. No, we never went. We went through in the beginning. Jim had so much more money. He paid for almost everything.
Because you know what, though? If he had it, it's a little
both
bit different.
Worked at, okay, so we both worked at Bennigan's. He was bar, and I was waitress, right?
Which is funny, because Aaron and I both worked at Ruby Tuesday. But yes,
awesome.
Please continue.
So we'd get off a shift, and he'd be like, how much you make? And I'd be like $40. And he'd make like $210.
Right, because he was a bartender.
Exactly. And he got tipped out on things that like he did, like running food. So he got like double the money, and he got $1 more an hour already.
Right.
So he would like, oh, I got $200. I mean, I'll buy your dinner, babe.
Right,
I got $40.
Right. No,
and
obviously.
We worked the same shift. I was there the same amount of time, and I did more side work, rolling silverware and all that. So that went on. But then once we moved out and he wasn't working there anymore and we both had jobs, I made considerably more money than him, and I only made $25,000 a year. So
really?
Then I paid for everything.
Yeah.
So we've definitely gone back and forth.
Right. I think that when I sit and think about college and I think about being poor and like all that stuff, I never had these girls' mindset that we heard on the station that day of reverting to having somebody else pay for me. Like you said, if you want somebody to respect you, why would you act that way?
It made me very uncomfortable when guys in college would try to get me drunk like that.
Yes.
I didn't want you to buy me a drink.
Pour
I knew
me
what you
shots.
Wanted.
Yes.
I would not
I
do
totally
that.
Agree. There was always that guy that was trying to get you plowed.
Oh, yeah.
And it I picked up on it then, but now, like, being 31, I really look back on it and I think to myself, oh my God, when Quinn gets to college, I have to tell her about this person. The person that's always trying to get you drunk. What are they trying to get you to do? Like, there was an ulterior motive there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, totally. When I think about it, it creeps me out, actually.
Me too.
Yeah,
it's
was always, let me buy you a shot. Let me buy you a shot.
And I don't want a shot. Back off, bro.
See, I was like, I'll take a shot.
I hated shots, and I really only drank beer.
Really?
Like, yeah, that's all I've ever really
I've
done.
Always been a booze girl.
And I was loud, and I was kind of one of the guys.
Uh-huh.
I normally always had a boyfriend who was not even going to Ferris. So for most of college. So I just kind of was like one of the guys.
Yeah, you just hung out.
A big thing. But my girlfriends they were like,
you know what though, this is, and some people may call this slut shaming. You know what people say slut shaming?
It's hard to talk about because I don't want to be called a slut shamer.
I don't want to be called a slut shamer either. But I do feel a certain way about, like, when you were talking about respect and how you need to operate in order to get respect from men. This is no different than, like, I'm going to use Ariel Winter as an example. Have you seen, you know who that is from Modern Family?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's crazy.
Oh my God.
But on her, like, pages, she's always
so sexy.
Very dressed. I mean, my opinion, very slutty. And her butt's always hanging out and all this stuff. She prefers to be looked at as a sex symbol. So how do you expect men to not stare at you, grab you, try to get you drunk, all that, when you're hanging out like that? Do you know what I mean? And if that's the way these girls are going to get drinks and get things paid for, if that's the route they're going, I didn't hear the whole bit.
Right.
Was that part of it?
No, it didn't really go into that. It was more, how have you gotten free drinks, or how, like, what do you let guys buy you free
drinks? Did they admit to, like, flirting
with them? Oh, yeah.
Flirting with guys to get free stuff
Both
and then leaving?
Of the girls in here, one was an intern and one was filling in for you.
Yeah.
Went on about how they do it all the time. That's what their friends do, and talk about how they get free drinks. And it just was embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. Like, it makes me sad.
Me too.
Like, truly sad that, like, that's what we've resorted to, huh?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do. Oh. We're going to go out there and make the poor schmuck at the bar. And you know what? I think he has a shot with you. We're sitting here talking about the guy. Yeah, we're talking about the guy. The guy who's pouring you shots and trying to get you drunk. But on the other end of that, there's the really nice guy that wants to meet a really nice girl. And here you are, boobies hanging out, flirting and rubbing on him. And he thinks he might have a chance to kiss you that night or whatever it is. I sound 80 years old, but this is truly how I feel. I sound old as hell.
And my thing is, too, with that same thing, are you having fun that night? Was that fun night really fun when you wasted an hour hitting on this guy to get your drink every time you want to drink?
Right.
Was it really that much fun?
See, when I think back, and I, at the time, I don't know if you feel this way, but like at the time, like senior year into college, when it was happening, it was like, these are the greatest days of my life. I am having the most fun, in the world. Now, being 31 years old, I sit back and I look at it and I'm like, no, that was not it.
Right, no.
That was not the best. I actually think right now is the best time of my life.
Oh, heck yeah.
I mean, married, kid. You and I are like in the same world.
You actually have some money now.
You can afford things.
If I want to buy an outfit, I don't have to like look at my bank and be like, well, I'll have $2 left if I buy this.
Right. How am I going to eat today?
Yeah. How will I? I guess I'll eat ramen noodles tonight because I bought a new shirt from Forever 21.
Right. Forever 21 was the...
Oh, my God. That was my thing in college.
Yes, I know.
I'd go there, drop $50 and walk away with like 5 new blouses and a pair of heels.
Right. Seriously, though, like, I sit and I think back of that life, and I honestly, and I don't know if you feel this way either, but like when you see younger women these days, aren't you kind of like, God, it's only going to get better. Like I look at them and I think to myself, you think you're it right now, but just wait.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I think maybe having a kid's made me sentimental, but like.
Maybe a little sentimental.
It has. Like seeing Quinn look up and smile at me now is like the greatest thing in the world. And getting shit-faced in college and acting like an idiot doesn't even hold a candle. I had so much fun doing that, but it does not hold a candle to me and Aaron putting Quinn to bed at night.
No, you know? No, of course not.
Yeah,
of course
I don't know. I think that these girls.
I'm just like an old fogey in a lot of ways. I remember one time a guy that used to work here.
Yeah.
Said to me, you age yourself. And I remember I was like, how do I age myself?
Who told you that?
A guy that used to work here.
Okay.
And I said, how do I age myself? He's like, you just act older than you are. And I'm like, I know what he means. It's because certain things I see young people do now that I know we didn't do then.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to be around that. Like, I remember we were talking about a certain bar, and I said, I don't know why you and your girlfriend go to there. I could not stand going there. And he's like, why? And I'm like,
because it's a young place.
It's all 21-year-olds dressed in outfits I could never squeeze my foot in. And it's just getting hammered, getting guys to buy him drinks. And it's not fun to me anymore. Like, it's not fun. I wouldn't have a good time there.
That's called growing up and being an adult.
Exactly. And that doesn't make me an 80-year-old. It makes me a 32-year-old.
Yes.
Like, there are other fun bars where people are listening to live music or doing something fun that's not that.
And I got news for you. When I go to the bar now, I want to sit down.
Yes! I want to sit down!
And you know what, Jackie? When we go to the bar, I want to talk to you.
Yes!
And hear what you have to say.
Yes!
Not, you know, be unable to hear and just dance and have a strobe light on me, which, by the way, back then I thought was so fun and like the best thing in the world.
Right.
But now I'm like, oh my God, it was not the best thing in the world.
No, I felt like garbage the next day.
I think if anything, take away that, like, yes, life is great when you're that age. Your early 20s, you're figuring yourself out. I actually think it's a hard time because you don't know who you are yet. You don't know what you want.
Right.
You know, and you have no money.
And you're poor.
You're like me donating plasma to get $50 a week.
Oh my God.
I have holes in my arms. I look like I'm a heroin addict because of plasma.
You did that?
Look, hold on. I'll show you the holes in my arms.
How long did
you
do that
Sorry, don't
for?
Look. I didn't shave my armpits today.
Don't look.
I got this
look.
Dress
don't
on.
Look.
I didn't shave my armpits today. But see, oh, this one's a little bit bad. Oh, no, it's right there. It's right in
here.
Yeah. There's scars.
Oh, my God.
I've got scars in there.
She's got scars in the nook of her arm.
I donated plasma. Not because I ever did heroin, because I donated plasma.
How long did you donate plasma for?
I did it for a whole year up at school.
Oh, my gosh.
Up until I passed out.
Every week?
I passed out once and I never did it again.
Oh, my God.
You had to, like, eat food before you went, because if you didn't have enough, like, nutrients in you and then you passed out, it was, like, the worst. But, and that happened to me. I woke up with my legs over my head, like...
Oh, my God.
I woke up in a weird sex position.
You're like, what is going on?
Yeah. But that was the thing. Back then, I was like, hell yeah.
$50.
I can get three physicum chuck on this.
Do you know how much booze I can buy with $50? I'll even have a chance to buy a McDonald's cheeseburger afterward.
Right. And that's the thing. I wasn't eating. Just partying my butt off.
Really?
I mean, I ate, but it was usually crap.
I've always been a foodie. And by that, I mean I ate a lot of food.
You like, didn't, like, try good food.
Taco Bell and McDonald's.
She's a fast food connoisseur.
I really am. If it's out in the market, I've had it. Like, the other day, Jim had the new egg taco.
Was it good?
It sounds disgusting.
It does
he said
sound
it was
gross.
Good.
But I do like, really off topic, but I do like the Taco Bell Crunchwrap breakfast.
Oh, my God.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Did you see Taco Bell's like making 300 new locations and they're going to sell alcohol?
I did see that.
And it's not going to have a drive-thru.
Ooh, it's going to be like a sit-down thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can wrap my mind around this.
You can get on board, huh?
Yeah, I go to Taco Bell quite a bit.
And when I was in college, that was my jam.
Like the day after, so we went to a wedding a couple weekends ago.
Yeah.
And the day after, I woke up and I was like, I have a headache. I had like 5 beers. I had the
worst
headache.
Yeah, but they were craft beers.
They were
craft beers.
Jackie
was drunk.
Dude, I was downing
them. She was real drunk.
Oh my gosh, that was, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
So I woke up and I had this worst headache and Jim's like, well, I'll just get Greenlee. Don't worry about it. So he got her up and then I was like, Jim, can you go to McDonald's and get me a McGriddle and a Diet Coke?
Did he?
Yeah, he did it.
Aww,
but he was
good
like,
husband.
He was like, oh, I leave. Why can't you just go get it? I go, no, please go get it.
Did you hurt?
Oh, my head hurts so bad.
It was okay. So this wedding was like so fun that we went to. It was super fun. And I left early because it was the first time I'd ever left Quinn with her grandparents to like go out
for
a night.
Like a long. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was home by like 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Well, they didn't serve dinner until kind of late.
Yeah.
So I ended up being like way drunker than I meant to be.
Yeah. Jackie was lit. What were you drinking? Those
all day IPA.
All day IPA.
Those aren't even that strong.
They're like 6%.
What? I thought they called them all day because you can drink them all day.
Okay. What?
So they're like lighter.
No, they're like 6%.
I'm going to Google that.
Dude, are you kidding me?
I think they're like 4 or 5%.
Really? Still.
Huh. I'm looking right now.
More than the average beer?
What?
More than the average bear beer?
I'm Googling.
All day IPA. Somebody else told me that they thought it meant they could drink all day too. I can't remember who that was. That's going to drive me crazy.
I'm pretty sure that's why they call it all day IPA.
No.
4.7%.
Okay, so it's like 5%.
It's a truly drinkable beer.
Is that
you
what it says?
You drink it all day. All day IPA.
Okay.
Wait, get it.
Well, Jackie only had four and was drunk.
Dude, I had like six.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. I had five before dinner.
I just had a lot of wine.
I can't drink wine. It makes me sick.
Really? Even white wine?
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm getting ready to go home, and I'm starting to piece out of there, and another Kelsey was with us, and who's been on the podcast quite a bit, and Kelsey was like, I gotta get up in the morning too, Rachel, blah. Jackie, I look over and she's going on her phone. I go, what are you doing? She goes, you guys are gonna go home. I'm gonna find somewhere to go. I'm not going home yet. I was like,
yeah. And I found nowhere to go. I texted like seven people on my phone. I'm like, hey girl, what's going on tonight? What are we doing tonight? Hey, what are you doing tonight? And everyone's like, what do you want? I haven't heard from you in 2 months. And I'm like, let's go out. They're like, you want to go out?
Right.
And I'm like,
girl,
I want to go out. All you got to do is pick me up in Rockford and then drive me to wherever you're at and then drive me home by like one because I'm not staying up past one.
Right. You know you're not staying up past one.
So Kelsey's friend picked us up and I'm like, so where are we going? You guys want to go out? And they go, no. What are you talking about? We're driving.
Did they
your
just
drunk
take you home?
Yes.
You didn't even get to go out?
No. It was like 11.
Aw, that's a buzzkill.
We got home and I'm like, I'm going to bed. Passed out and wanted McDonald's.
And you didn't feel good in the morning, though.
Nope.
Well, probably good you didn't go out then. You probably would have felt a lot worse.
It probably would have been horrible.
Yeah. Dang, six all-day IPAs do that to you. Do you drink booze at all? Like hard liquor ever?
In Vegas, I did. And that was a like totally different
What was
world.
Your drink of choice in Vegas?
Grey Goose and cranberry.
Ooh, we're bougie. We drink Grey Goose.
Have you been to Vegas?
No, but they just, it's like
that's
water, isn't it?
You. Yeah.
That's tight.
It's really tight. But when you go there and you get like tables, because, okay, talking about getting free stuff as a girl, here's a double standard that I lived in Vegas.
Oh, no. What'd you get
in
for
Vegas,
free?
Everything. In Vegas.
Way to bring it back around
on
a podcast.
They have promoters, right? Like venue promoters that go around and they basically come up to anyone who's semi-good looking, only women, and they say, if you come to my club at this time, I'll give you a table. That includes 2/5 of Grey Goose and a bottle of champagne.
Oh, my God. I would have done
tables
it,
tables are like $2,000. To buy.
But because you're a woman, you got the table.
But because they want women there. They want to get girls in the door because then men will come.
Right.
But like, it felt differently because it was a promoter. It wasn't a guy like, come to my table, I'll give you these
That's
drinks.
That's true, I'll give you a free table, baby.
So we went, and that every night we'd go to different places. Mind you, the girl I'm with, the bride, is a Hawaiian tropic model.
Oh my God, so she's smoking.
She's smoking hot. She's like 5'10", curvy.
She's a Hawaiian tropic model.
Yeah.
How old is she?
28. She was, and she was. Yeah. She's not anymore. And guess what
wait till those looks go, lady.
Now guess what she is?
What?
An eye doctor. She's a freaking doctor.
Are you serious? She's an eye doctor.
She's a doctor. They go to school for a very long time.
I'm not
time.
Trying to put down your PhD, but you're an eye doctor.
They go to school for a very long time.
We're talking about like the eye doctor I would get glasses from.
An optometrist. Yeah. They do a lot more than you realize.
I mean, that's
only
above
know,
dentist, but it's, you know, below gyno.
I don't know. 8 years of school sounds like a lot to me.
I would never want to go to school for that, but she's smart and hot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She's a freaking doctor.
Okay.
But she's a bikini model.
And you got a free table.
We got free tables from her. I feel like if she wasn't there, I would never gotten approached for a free table.
You're adorable. Yes, you would.
No, they would have walked up to me and been like, I'm not adorable when I'm on vacation.
Okay, no, I saw those dresses you wore in Vegas.
When we went
you
out,
so hot.
They approach you, though, in the daytime when they see you.
I don't look good
night.
In the daytime either. No, I look good with
I wear a bun, practically like a unicorn horn, coming out of the top of my head, because I want all the hair off my neck, and I'm sweaty, and I'm wearing like a t-shirt that's too big, and like shorts, but I look like I'm wearing no pants. And I've got flip-flops on.
Wow, you vacation like I do.
Yes.
Where showers don't exist.
Oh,
getting
no.
in the ocean counts.
Who showers?
The chlorine washed it off.
The salt water will clean me.
That's super funny. We should take, when Quinn gets a little bit older, we should take the girls on like a trip and like do like a long weekend
girls
or something.
Girls trip.
Just us
so
with our daughters.
Fun.
And go do something. Maybe like go stay somewhere up north. Or
We could go to Great Wolf Lodge or something
yeah,
cute.
Yeah, go play.
That'd be fun.
Or we could go stay, Michelle McCormick, if you're listening, her cottage up north, she'll let us use it for free. It just has a code to get in the door.
Really?
I've been up there a couple times, yeah.
It's a door code.
That way she can share her place.
Now that's talk about bougie.
Yeah, that's bougie.
You got a place with a
it's
door
cool,
code?
It's cool, and it's on its own island.
Oh, my God.
You have to take a bridge over to get to Michelle's cottage.
She's got money like that. Holy
crap.
Oh,
damn.
Girl, yeah. You don't need a man.
All right, this has gotten way off track. But I don't care. I'm happy to be doing the podcast again, and I'm so not hungry. Taking any more time off. I'm so hungry. Can we go eat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, what are we going to have?
I could have something quick because it's 11 right now.
I
don't know what I want, but I want something
good. We're
eating
something. Yes. So
okay. Thanks for hanging out for episode 48. Jackie and I are going to go stuff our faces. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll be back here next Wednesday.
Rate the show. Do all that good stuff. You know by now where to go.
Uh-huh.
And also, we want to do something big for episode 50. We don't know yet what we want to do.
I almost
Send
forgot.
In your ideas.
We got to do FMK.
I can't forget that anymore.
No, we can't.
Okay, what are we going to do?
Okay. You have to do...
You have an idea? Yeah.
No, I don't. We got an email from somebody, and I'm trying to remember what he suggested.
Sports players?
Okay.
I don't know very many sports players.
Neither though. Do I.
Okay, never mind.
Okay, let's do... we could do quarterbacks.
I don't know any quarterbacks.
I just know Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. I don't know another one.
I don't know any. I don't know any.
Okay, is Matthew Stafford a quarterback?
I don't know. We're going to sound really dumb if we try to go down this road.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done sports. What's another fictional characters?
Fictional? Who's weird that you want to have sex with?
I don't know. Like Harry Potter?
Okay.
Han Solo, Harry Potter.
Okay. We need one more.
What's in more? What's a good one?
Wait. Who's Han Solo?
No. Star Wars?
Okay, I knew he's in Star Wars, but like...
No! Harrison Ford.
Oh, Harrison Ford is Han Solo?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God, are you serious right
Damn
now?
Damn it, this is like the worst episode ever. We need to figure out FMK beforehand.
Back up! You don't know who Han Solo is? Are you serious?
I've never watched the whole Star Wars.
Okay, superheroes. Spider-Man, Batman, Superman.
Okay, love it. Okay. I would bang the hell out of Batman.
What?
I love Batman!
Okay, keep going.
Batman like Christian Bale Batman.
You don't get
Not like Batman, Batman Michael Keaton.
Okay, Michael Keaton is an outstanding Batman. Keep going. So you F?
Okay, I'm banging Batman.
Okay.
Only if he gets And then who was the other one?
Spider-Man, Superman.
I hate Spider-Man. I think Spider-Man is like the biggest girl boner, like whatever. Okay, so Spider-Man's dead. And I'm marrying Superman.
All right. I'm gonna oh my gosh, for one thing, I'm gonna kill the out of Batman. Batman's gonna die, and I don't know how I'm gonna do it yet, but I'm gonna do it. He doesn't even have any powers. He's a rich guy.
You just killed my lover.
Yeah, well, he gone. I'm going to F Spider-Man.
Okay,
because he's like wiry and he's got like webs and like.
Ooh, Jackie
and
wants
I'm
to
gonna
be
marry
bound.
Superman because you will be protected the rest of your life.
I agree. I think
and he's just a good guy.
Yes,
he is. Clark Kent is like a good man.
Okay, we're out of here. Let us know what you think on FMK too. All you gotta do is post on our page, and we'll read them next week because that was really entertaining.
And please comment about how she didn't know who Han Solo was.
Yeah.
Like,
if you made it to the end,
I don't think she understands that's like a weird thing.
Gray Green Show on Twitter, The Gray and Green Show on Facebook, and Gray and Green Podcast at gmail.com if you have any ideas for FMK or an episode. We're out of here. Have a great week.
Bye.
Major art theft in Boston overnight. Two thieves posing as police officers overpowered museum guards.
Very dramatically said, gentlemen, this is a robbery.
A part of our heritage has been stolen.
This horrible thing occurred in 1990. Everything changed because of that.
Someone on the inside helped the thieves.
From the guys who brought you Missing Maura Murray and Crawl Space.
Empty Frames will be available on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite podcasts on February 6th.